From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 9, The Carians.
In my last lecture, I talked about Lycia and about Lycia's fate under the Persians. I mentioned that in the 4th century BC, the Persians placed Lycia under the control of a local leader named Mausolus of Caria. So, in this lecture, I want to talk a bit about Caria, and we'll get to know Mausolus a bit better and get to know this region a bit better. The region of Caria is wedged between Ionia on the west coast of Anatolia and Lycia on the south coast of Anatolia. When the Greeks arrived in that region around 1000 BC as part of the Great Migration of the Greeks, they found a population who spoke an Anatolian language related to Old Luwian. We have very few examples of the Carian language, but it's clear that that language was related to the language spoken by the Hittites and the Lycians. So it's thought that the Carians, like them, arrived in Anatolia sometime in the 3rd millennium BC. Now, the Greeks had their own traditions about the Carians. They believed the Carians came from the island of Crete, while the Carians themselves believed that they were indigenous to their region of Anatolia. It's interesting, though, that there are some connections with Crete. And if you look at a map, you'll see that Crete is actually not that distant from Caria. Excavations at the coastal Carian city of Iasos have revealed evidence for Cretan settlements of the early 2nd millennium BC. So there was a Cretan presence in Caria from a very early stage. And even later, in historical periods, there was frequent intermarriage between the two regions, the island of Crete and Caria. One more thing about the Greek perception of the Carians. The Greeks made the Carians sort of a butt of their jokes. They believed the Carians were unusually gullible, and so it became a saying, "Go try it on a Carian," if somebody was trying to fool you. Now, the word Caria is actually a Luwian word meaning steep place. And it's a very fitting description for the rocky coastline and mountainous interior that comprised Caria. And it may well be because of the inhospitable terrain that few large cities existed in Caria. Most of the places we've studied, we've seen a lot of large cities and settlements. But in Caria, it tended to be a land of villages banded together in groups or leagues. The oldest of these leagues was the so-called Carian League, and it met annually at a sanctuary of Zeus Carios, at the inland settlement of Mylasa, one of the few cities in Caria.